This is Radio Boston. I'm Chris Siderick. Massachusetts hits another major reopening benchmark today, step two of phase two for those who are keeping score at home. That means personal services, which require close contact, like nail salons, tattoo parlors, massage therapists, they can reopen with new restrictions. It also means restaurants can serve food indoors, again with new state safety guidelines. Here with us to discuss how they're thinking about this development are two restaurant owners. Nia Grace is the proprietor and general manager of Daryl's Corner Bar and Kitchen in the South End. Nia, welcome back to Radio Boston.
Hi, Chris. Thanks for having me.
And also with us is Rob Anderson, co-owner and chef at the Canteen in Provincetown. Rob, welcome back to you as well.
Thanks so much for having me.
And we're going to open the phones up on this one as well. So are you excited to go eat at your favorite restaurant, or are you too nervous to be doing indoor dining at this point? Or are you a restaurant owner, manager, server? How are you thinking about the reopening process, specifically in terms of restaurants? You can join us at 1-800-423-8255. That's 1-800-423-TALK. Or you can send us a tweet at Radio Boston. Rob, I want to start with you. We had checked in with you a couple of weeks ago. You'd cleared out your whole indoor space and turned your front window into a takeout window. I'm curious, is that still what you guys have in terms of a setup for your restaurant?
Yeah, that's how we have everything set up. Since we last talked, we have added our outdoor seating area. So we have about 100 seats now in our backyard on the ocean that we've been serving people at for about a week now.
So because of that, you've kind of given up your indoor dining space. Is that something you're thinking about bringing back, or where's your mindset at on that?
Well, for us out here, we're on Cape Cod. We're on the ocean. So for us, most of the folks who are coming to dine with us want to be outside on the water anyway. So it works for us, you know, it works well for us now, and we don't plan on adding in our indoor seating this summer.
So you're going to remain exclusively outdoor dining throughout the summer?
Exactly, and not only is it a great way for people to obviously enjoy the ocean and the outside, but I do feel like it's a bit safer for our guests and our customers and our workers at this point as well.
Nia, what about you? You're in the South End, a little bit of a different situation, obviously. I'm guessing your patio's not out on the beach. Are you planning on bringing back indoor dining in the near future?
Well, not in the immediate future. We do have a small patio area already, not as many as 100 seats, and we definitely don't have the ocean view. I have to get down to the canteen soon. But we do have a space, and we are looking to expand into the street. Hopefully we have some restaurants in our area doing the same thing. But indoor dining, I think to Chris's point, too, we're thinking about the safety of our team first and our customers, and we think that trying to navigate the outdoor space is going to be what we need to do right now.
Can you both kind of walk us through some of the health precautions you're taking? I think a lot of folks are curious what the restrictions mean for restaurants from an operating standpoint.
Yeah. I would say that, you know, we've always been on top of, you know, our hygiene and protocols and health and food safety. And we're just adding a couple of layers to it just to really make sure our customers feel comfortable. With that, we're asking our guests to make sure that they wear a mask when they enter the facility, and any time that they have to use restrooms or walk about, that they wear a mask. But whenever their seats off, we're trying to protect them with digital menus. So you can go right on our website, or you can scan a QR code with your phone so that we can, again, reduce contact and touch points. And our staff side, you know, we're making sure that we're wearing gloves, we're wearing masks all times. We're doing health checks when people when our staff is you know, reporting for their shifts to make sure that.
It sounds like we lost Nia there. So Rob, I was going to pivot back to you anyway here.
Sure.
You talked about your outdoor dining situation. Have you made specific changes to what that patio looks like, kind of capacity or setup?
100%, yeah. So for us, we have three ways guests can dine with us. We've created three different individual lines so that we can decrease the amount of people waiting in lines next to other people. So you can either pre-order online, show up, pick up your food, or you can order in person, pick up and go, or you can walk up to our outdoor window, order your food, and walk to the backyard and get a seat. We are eliminating sort of any host situations. So you walk to your table. You know, you eat at a table outside, and then you actually bus your own table, and our guests I mean, our staff only interacts with you sort of to say goodbye and then sanitizes your table as you leave. And the same as your other guests, as the other guests explained, we are limiting the number of people who can come inside the restaurant. So it's just our staff. Our staff is wearing masks and gloves at all times. We're even trying to keep all of our staff 6 feet apart as they're working. So there's different stations that we're trying to really remain socially distant from each other as much as we can. You know, and we're obviously, as restaurant owners, we are already very attuned and very capable of keeping everybody safe and healthy and watching temperatures, watching for safety measures. But this is just adding an extra layer on top of it all. And a lot of the difficulty comes in communicating those extra measures to guests. So guests that are returning to restaurants for the first time might be expecting things to be just like they were back a couple months ago. But there are, we're sort of operating in a new way. We're all familiar with those regulations because we've been sort of implementing them, but it adds an extra layer that we have to sort of communicate those changes to our guests and then enforce it when they aren't following the rules. So that's another difficulty that we're facing.
Yeah, I'm sure that's a tough balance to strike. You mentioned distancing when possible. I want to play a quick cut here. We spoke to Tommy McCarthy earlier today. He's the owner of the Buren in Somerville, and they are opening for indoor dining starting today. Here's how he described what his dining room looks like.
You won't be able to sit at the bar, so there'll be no bar stove. And then tables and chairs will be 6 feet apart. We normally seat... we don't see, but our capacity is 260, so now we will be at 65 people inside.
So, Nia, that sounds like a pretty stark drop-off in terms of capacity. Is that similar to what you're planning, and what kind of challenges does that present to you as the owner?
Absolutely. We're typically able to seat 70 guests. And with our reduction with the social distancing, we're going to be reduced to 30. So that's under half of what we have. We're also unable to have anybody at bar seats. And again, that's statewide in terms of rules. And for us, the challenge comes in because a third and very critical part of our business is live entertainment. We do live music. We have bands that are 4 to 5 pieces, singers. How are our customers going to respond to that? And, you know, we're actually asking them, how do you feel about it? And are you going to be okay with it? We're a very intimate venue, so that is one of our challenges.
And so go ahead, Rob.
I would add that, you know, I think restaurant owners and restaurant workers, we're probably some of the most scrappy, optimistic, mm-hmm. hardworking people out there in America. So all of us are going at this with our best intentions. We want to fight. We want to keep going. We want to keep our staff employed. I don't think that if any restaurant isn't hitting, you know, 50% capacity or more, I think they're bound to close. I don't think many restaurants are going to make it. Even as we reopen, I'm sorry to be a Debbie Downer, but you know, we're all going to do our best, but there's going to be massive amount of restaurants that even as we open up, we're not going to be able to hit. We already operate on incredibly small margins. So those restaurants that aren't going to be able to hit that capacity or fill those seats, they're just not going to be able to. There's no way it can work out. There's absolutely no way.
So, Yeah, that echoes what the Massachusetts Restaurant Association has estimated, that we could lose about 3,600 restaurants, which would be about a quarter of the restaurants in Massachusetts. That, I would imagine, presents a tough balance for you. Rob, you talked about trying to enforce these restrictions with diners, but you also obviously have to maintain some sort of friendly relationship with your customers. You, as you just said, need them more than ever in order to stay in business. Let me throw this to both of you guys. How do you find that balance in terms of making sure that everyone's following the right rules and restrictions, but also trying not to turn off any potential business?
These have been some of the toughest weeks of my life, I can say. So I'm out here on Cape Cod, you know, so we sort of wait for the influx of people every year, and it's a double-edged sword for this year. You know, so either people don't come and we lose all that money and we won't be able to reopen again, or people do come and we make money, but we are risking the health of our community. So I've been sitting out here on Cape Cod watching my restaurant as it sits empty, worrying about the financial stability of my staff and my community here. now the summer's here and we are filling with people. Town is filling up. The summer is here. Folks are acting like it's sort of a normal summer. So on the one hand, my backyard is filling up at the canteen. I am happy. That makes part of me happy. I'm making sales. I'm able to pay my bills, but I am so concerned about the health of my staff, of my family, of my community. But what can we do? You know, we're stuck. We're stuck. There's ups and downs to both sides, and we don't know. We don't know what to do, and we're just doing our best.
Yeah.
Nia, what about you? Yeah,
I would second that, and you know, all of that, and the emotion that comes with it. But for us, I think the safety is first and foremost. And so, if a guest decides to come here and they don't want to wear a mask, or they come without a mask, and that's one of our requirements, and we feel that that would be helpful, we have masks for guests. You know, so we make it one of those things where I think that our guests are they support us, right? And so if they support us, they'll support these changes that we're all having to go with. And so I think that it's been tough in general, but I think my experience with our guests have been that they're understanding and that they're in this with us, and that's why they're here supporting us. And if that means we have to, you know, sit 6 feet apart, wear a mask, whatever it is, they're here for it. And I think that that's where they're coming from.
Yeah, I would say we've had about 85% compliance, I would say. The vast majority of people that come are on the same page, are very supportive, and then we get about 15% of folks who really don't want to follow the rules, and then we have to step up and explain to them the rules and be the enforcers.
Okay.
So to that point, and I'll throw this to both of you again, what are you guys hearing from your servers? That obviously puts your servers in a role where they have to be enforcers with some of these customers. I'm sure that's not an easy role for them to play. What are you hearing in terms of feedback from your employees?
Yeah, they're exhausted. They're stressed out. They're exhausted. They're worried. They're doing their best. And, you know, again, everyone's putting a positive face. We're in the hospitality business, so it's our job to welcome people and to be as positive and upbeat as we can. But when the shift is done, everyone is really stressed out and tired right now. It's my job to support all of my staff and keep them motivated and happy and healthy and safe. And I can tell you, at the end of the night, when I check in with everybody, it's been very difficult for them. Mm-hmm. And you know, these are immigrant workers. These are young people. These are people who don't necessarily have a strong safety net. So they need to be making money. They need to be working. They're trying to pay for their kids' educations, for their kids' shoes, for their health insurance. And they're already worried financially, and now they're also worried and stressed out from their jobs.
Yeah.
Nia, what about you? Yeah, have you heard from your staff?
Yeah, so we just kind of lightly stepped into the outdoor dining for the last two weekends. We've been doing primarily takeout, and so with a small team, for which most of it had to be managers or more senior staff, we all know how to make that communication with the customer. And what we've actually had to deal with, more of our customers that we've seen over the last 3 months, have 80% of them have in fact been third-party drivers, you know, facilitating, you know, a delivery for our customers. And now those have been the hardest to really get them to comply. It's like they have nothing to lose, and that has been frustrating. You know, staff is really frustrated. Like, it's something about these last 3 months for us in terms of, like, takeout and having to have interaction with our customers, because, again, it's not what we're used to. It's not, you know, we're able to see if our customer is enjoying themselves or needs a little bit of attention or something like that, so we can make sure that their experience is a top-notch. This third-party interaction that we're doing with Grubhub and Uber Eats has been the most frustrating time that I think any of us have had to experience, plus on top of in the middle of the pandemic and the precautions and the different things that we have to deal with. So, again, we'll continue to echo that. We are actually tired. It has been a bit frustrating, but I'll say I think that for our customer base that is returning to us, they are, you know, I think full on with compliance. They care. So.
Yeah, so on that note, let me, and I'm sorry we didn't have time for calls in this segment, but let me ask you guys, what's the most important message you'd like to send to those who are thinking about dining out again, whether it be indoors or outdoors?
Mm-hmm. I'd say we miss you. We're safe, and we've been preparing ourselves to welcome you back, and we're just asking for understanding, patience, and consideration when you return.
Yeah, and I would obviously echo that sentiment. We are so happy to be welcoming people back. We have made a commitment to our guests to be open, to provide them with the best food and best service in the safest possible way that we can. We're working so hard to do it, and all that we ask in return is you know, to come in with maybe a little extra level of sort of patience and care, and you know, realize that we're all in this together. And but we do want everybody to know that we do really appreciate their support.
That's Rob Anderson, co-owner and chef at the Canteen in Provincetown, and Nia Grace, proprietor and general manager of Daryl's Corner Bar and Kitchen in the South End. Thank you both so much for stopping by.
Thanks for having us.